I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, January 13th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is vowing to appeal the latest ruling clearing the way for construction of a new Long Island bridge to the state Supreme Court. The state DEP on Friday ruled that Quincy has failed to demonstrate that a license that was issued for construction of the new bridge violated state regulations. Boston won approval for construction of the new bridge in the fall of 2023, and Quincy appealed, claiming that a new bridge would create dangerous traffic through Squantum and North Quincy, and that bridge supports from the old Long Island Bridge are inadequate to support a new bridge. Boston wants to rebuild the bridge and create a substance use treatment center on Long Island. Boston still needs approvals from the State Office of Coastal Zone Management and the U.S. Coast Guard. An 18-year-old from Quincy has been arrested on a murder charge more than 3 months after a deadly shooting in Jamaica Plain. Boston police say Jason Douglas of Quincy was taken into custody Friday afternoon in connection with the September 2024 shooting death of 19-year-old Kwame Clark. Police allege that Douglas fatally shot Clark on September 23rd on Center Street in Jamaica Plain. Officers responded that night to multiple reports of gunfire at the Mildred Haley Boston Housing Authority apartments and found a victim suffering from a gunshot wound. He died at a hospital and later was identified as Clark from Boston. Police had released little information in their investigation. They previously announced a 19-year-old from Boston who was found running from the scene was arrested on outstanding warrants and firearms violations, but that person was not charged with the shooting. There was no immediate word from police on how they identified Douglas as the alleged gunman. He was taken into custody by Boston police after they executed an arrest warrant at 35 Tyler Street in Quincy on Friday with help from Quincy police. Douglas faces multiple charges, including murder and firearms violations. He'll be arraigned in Suffolk Superior Court. Two people seriously injured in a double stabbing last night in Stoughton. Police said officers responded at about 8 p.m. for a disturbance on Page Terrace. Found two adults who'd been stabbed. Both were taken to Boston hospitals with serious injuries. One was flown by medical helicopter, the other taken by ambulance. One person is in custody, and no additional suspects are being sought. Officials have not released any names, but they say this does not appear to be a random act. A young woman learning how to drive with her father crashed into an apartment building in Quincy yesterday. Police say the 22-year-old Quincy woman claimed she couldn't find the brake pedal when she went through the stop sign at Faxon Road and Quincy Avenue and struck the apartment building across the street just before 11 a.m. The woman and her father sustained minor injuries and were taken to South Shore Hospital. The building, a fence, and the 2023 Toyota RAV4 sustained heavy damage. There were no injuries inside the building. Quincy police say they are making progress in their efforts to crack down on shoplifting and package thefts. Last fall, a shoplifting and package theft task force was created in response to the growing number of calls from retailers about people stealing and residents' complaints about porch pirates. Since then, officers have responded to 115 shoplifting calls, and about 70 of them resulted in an arrest or criminal complaint. Some successes include the identification of a suspect in a package cell phone theft ring that's believed to be part of a larger criminal enterprise, identifying a food delivery driver who was stealing packages while working to deliver food, the arrest of a man and woman from Fall River using a rented U-Haul truck to steal about 30 packages from a local community, and obtaining arrest warrants for a known West Quincy felon who broke into a West Quincy home and stole packages. Police say they have forged strong ties with area police departments and retailers to help send a message that retail theft will not be taken lightly in Quincy. Governor Healey announcing an independent review of the state's shelter system will be conducted considering recent criminal activity. Former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis will oversee the investigation that will take a closer look at every shelter across Massachusetts. Inspections have reportedly already begun at every location across the Bay State. Healey claims roughly 22,000 individuals are in the state shelter system. The announcement comes a week after an undocumented immigrant from the Dominican Republic was allegedly found with an assault rifle, ammunition, and drugs like cocaine and fentanyl in a Revere shelter. Healey called the system statewide strained and taxed. The governor ordered criminal offender record information checks to be performed by state emergency shelters. During a press conference, she revealed they were only being done at overflow shelters. According to the Boston Globe, between January 2023 and August of 2024, records show more than 1,000 serious incidents at state shelters. Allegations include incidents of domestic violence, rape, and sexual assault. The governor hopes the inspections will be complete in the next 30 days. She wanted to make it clear Massachusetts is not a sanctuary state. New England Patriots moving quickly to find their next head coach. Mike Vrabel returning to Foxborough to be the 16th head coach in franchise history. He'll replace Gerard Mayo, who was fired shortly after the team's Week 18 win over the Buffalo Bills. Mayo lasted only one season in the role. Patriots finished 4-13 each of the past two seasons. Patriots are hoping Vrabel's coaching career in New England will be just as successful as his time as a player. He was a linebacker in Bill Belichick's defense from 2001 through 2008 and played a key role in three Super Bowl winning teams. Vrabel was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame in 2023. 13 high school freshmen in Quincy are participating in a new program that allows ninth grade students to earn their associate's degree at Quincy College alongside their high school education. The Quincy Public Schools Quincy College Accelerated Associate's Degree Pathway Program is launching this month and will welcome eligible high school freshmen from Quincy and North Quincy High Schools into a customized course of study that will lead to an associate's degree in liberal arts, totaling 62 credits from Quincy College, in parallel with their pursuit of a high school diploma. The chosen students demonstrated exceptional academic promise and dedication, earning them a spot in the program. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow dropped 696 points. On Friday, the NASDAQ lost 317. The S&P fell 91. World stocks are lower today. The dollar down. The euro dropped. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports: Celtics beat the Pelicans 120-119. They'll be in Toronto Wednesday night at 7:30. The Bruins will face off against Tampa Bay at the Garden tomorrow night at 7. The forecast from the National Weather Service today: partly sunny and milder, high 40 degrees. Tonight clear, low 23. Tomorrow mainly sunny, high of 32. Sunny 29 on Wednesday and cloudy 31 on Thursday. Well, the boater waves about a foot, southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, high tide 10:30 a.m. Sunrise 7:10, sets at 4:34. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 8:45 a.m. and Tuesday at 7 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, January 13th.